Sunday, first Sunday of a new year, that we are in fact free. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the chance to be here together. We give you thanks that you have promised to be present with us, and so we pray that you might help us just to continue to be present with you. And so we need you to speak to us, and so open our hearts and our minds to your voice. And all the stuff that's going on, you know, we think about our to-do lists, and now for some of us, we're kind of moving back into a sense of normal routine or school starting again tomorrow. And so we pray for just a moment, perhaps, you might help us to kind of set all of that stuff aside, that we would just hear from you. And so we pray that you would open your word to us this morning, that it might be fresh, that it might be new. And Lord, I pray that the words that I speak would not be my own, but yours. Well, Happy New Year. There's nothing quite like the start of a new year, right? There's all the hopes of ending the bad habits and starting some new, you know, good ones. And all the possibilities that come with, and opportunities that come with, you know, the beginning of a new year. Last Sunday was New Year's Eve, so we talked about endings. And in particular, we highlighted the journey of the wise men and how it ended there when they met Jesus. And I presented to you some questions to think about, and one of those was, what kinds of things need to end this year for you? What kind of things in your life just need to end in 2018? And, of course, we all remember the iconic band Semisonic, and I gave the quote last week of, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. And we kind of highlighted this idea that where there is something that ends, something new has the opportunity, the possibility to begin. And so as you look at this year, we spent time last week talking about, what does it look like for you to think about some things that end and the new things that can begin from that? This morning, this first Sunday of 2018, I was doing sort of the calculation in my head. This is the latest that a Sunday could be in a new year. And so some of us have made some resolutions, and we're 7 days in, and we're like, yep, already bombed on that, right? But we're going to talk about new beginnings this morning, so there is hope. There is hope in that. How many of you are resolutions people? Like, you've made some sort of resolution. I don't believe you, right? There's like three of you that were like, right? Maybe you just didn't verbalize it to somebody, but maybe there's something in your head, right? Or let's think of it a different way. Maybe you didn't make some sort of resolution, or you wouldn't call it that, but you're thinking about this new year, and you're thinking, okay, here are my goals. Let's use that word. Maybe you're like, you know what? I've got some goals for 2018 that I want to think about, or I want to go after, or I want to focus on. Now, what's interesting to me about resolutions or goals or whatever, whether it's, you know, I'm going to exercise more, I want to spend less, I want to save more, I'm going to eat healthier, I'm going to do all of these things. And all of them are good, but so often the goals or the resolutions that we set or we think about or that we focus on really have to do with me. And is not only about me, but also kind of dependent upon me to actually do, right? The idea of the word resolution is resolve, that I'm going to have this resolve on my own, in and of myself, to do these things. And of course, I don't think that eating better or exercising or looking for ways to be more generous or be more kind or whatever, I mean, those are all very good things to do and focus on. But when we make our goals or our resolutions dependent upon me, that I don't know that that's sustainable, right? And some of us are already living in that. I mean, we're 7 days into the new year. You made some resolutions on January 1. Here we are on January 7th, and you're like, well, there's that, right? Because it so often then becomes dependent upon my self-control, my discipline, my resolve, my fill in the blank, that I don't know that that's really sustainable. So this morning, I want to encourage us, challenge us to think about new beginnings perhaps in a slightly different way. So if you have your Bibles, I'm going to invite you to turn to Philippians chapter 1. Maybe one of the resolutions that you made this year or one of your goals was, I want to read the Bible more. And so I say, great, that's always a good thing. You should do that. So I would encourage you, I would invite you, to bring your Bibles to church. Almost 100% of us, I would guess, have smartphones. Get the Bible app, have it on your phone, then you can have that while we're spending some time in the Word. What would it look like for us as a church if we all were to bring our Bibles to church every Sunday? I often have people say, "Hey, Matt, I want to read the Bible more. I have no idea what to read or where to start." Well, I believe that one of my responsibilities to you is to maybe give you some tools or some resources. So I try every Sunday to offer some scripture that you might then spend some time with throughout the week. So write this. So Philippians chapter 1, we're going to look at verses 4 through 6. You're going to see the words on the screen. We'll have the words every Sunday like we do. But write that, make a note. And if you're thinking or trying to find something to read through the week, I'm going to try to give you stuff to spend some time with. And you can maybe unpack or think about a little bit further. Philippians chapter 1, starting at verse 4. So Paul is writing this letter to the church in Philippi. He says, "In all of my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now." He goes on, "being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus." Right, this morning we come on the first Sunday of a new year. We also celebrate communion, and we are reminded that the God of new beginnings wants to begin a new work in you. So for some of us this morning, we're sitting here going, I don't even know what that is. I don't know what it looks like for God to begin a new work in me or to begin something new. Well, what an exciting time and opportunity. Think of the possibilities. Right? We talked last week about the way in which the wise men ended part of their journey there at Jesus, when they met Jesus. And there, as that part of the journey ended, a whole new journey was beginning. What would it look like if you were ending some journeys in your life and you ended them there at Jesus, when you met Jesus, so that there might be new beginnings ahead? And in this year, the God of new beginnings, as Paul writes, and he says, "I am confident of this, that God who has began a good work in you is faithful to do it to the end, until it's done, until you're completed." What if God wants to do some new things in you and through you this year? For some of us this morning, we can sit here, we already kind of know that God's been doing a thing. We don't know the shape of it yet or what it looks like, or maybe some of us do, but we have sensed that over the past year plus that God has in fact been doing something in us and through us. And you notice that Paul mentions that, right? That the focus is less on the individual, right? So whether it's goals or resolutions, these new beginnings, it's not about what I can do, but rather who is the one doing it, God. And Paul says, "I am confident of this, that he who began a good work in you," meaning that for some of us this morning, we know in a sense that God's already been doing the thing, and Paul highlights it. God's already been doing something, and I am confident that he is going to keep doing that thing in you and through you until we are made complete in Christ. So whether you're 7 days into a new year and you're like, "I've already bombed my resolutions," we're thankful to hear of a God of new beginnings who promises new beginnings that are always available. And so Paul writes of this, "I'm confident of this thing, that God's going to keep doing this work in you and through you." Now, I'm not much of a resolutions person. I think about goals and stuff, but it started about, maybe about 6 years ago, where I would pick a word for the new year. I would pick one word and have that kind of be my word to think about, pray about, focus on for that year. In the past, some of the words that have been focuses for me over the years have been engage has been a word that's been a focus for me. Movement, and not just physically moving, but also movement and thinking about church as a movement as opposed to sort of an institution kind of thing. So I thought about create. What does it look like to create new things? Or last year my word was listen, and trying to focus on and be intentional about listening to God, listening to others. This year I was wrestling with what my word might be for 2018, and it took me a little longer than other years in the past to kind of settle on what that word looks like or what it meant for us. And so as I have a couple whiteboards in my office, and I wrote a whole bunch of words on my board, and I kind of throughout the day would kind of sit at my desk and look at them and be like, not really, you know, and thinking about them, praying about them, looking through scripture for different things. And I settled on the word bold. My word for 2018 is bold, B-O-L-D. And it was kind of a toss-up between risk and bold. And as I spent time thinking about it and praying about it, I felt like bold sort of encompasses risk, that a part of being bold is willing to take risk. The definition of bold is not hesitating or being fearful in the face of actual or possible rejection. Not hesitating to be forward. Necessitating courage and daring. Bold, beyond the usual limits of conventional thought or action. Imaginative. I would even add the word maybe perhaps creative. And as I was thinking about this word and praying about this and what it meant for me personally, I have some goals or some ideas of what I think that means for me to be bold as a person, for me to be bold as a pastor. I think it'll impact you if you call Gateway your home church, because I think it's going to mean some things for us as a church of what it means and looks like to be bold, especially when I read one part of the definition that says, beyond the usual limits of conventional thought or action, what does it look like for us to be a bold church that does church outside of maybe the framework that we, many of us, grew up in of what church is? What does that look like, or what does it mean? I came across this passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And this is kind of the passage that I felt like really sort of help kind of solidify this word for me. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I'm going to read verses 4 through 6, and then we'll jump to verses 10 through 12. Such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant. Notice that the word ministers is plural, so that it's not just me as the minister, but rather it is us that God has made competent. Not of the letter or the law, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now skip to verse 10. For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory. And if what was transitory came with glory, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts, that which is eternal? So he says this, therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. Therefore, since we have this hope, we just came out of a season of celebrating the birth of Christ. And with that, with Emmanuel, God with us, the promise of hope. Therefore, since we have such a hope, we will be very bold. And so I started thinking about that, and what does that look like for us as a church? I think there are opportunities for us to be bold in this community. I don't know what those will be, but I think there are opportunities and new beginnings to be had for us as a church in this community to be bold because of the hope that we have. Right, the great thing about the passage that we were reading, that we were just reading, is that the competence comes from God. It's not because Gateway is anything special or cool, but because God is. And if we allow God to continue to use us as a church, therefore, since we have this hope, therefore, since our competence comes from He who is God, not because of anything that we do or some guy who stands up there and talks, but because of that, therefore, we will be very bold. And I believe that there are opportunities just awaiting us in this community, new opportunities to serve those in need, to serve this community in bold ways, because we have a hope that allows us to be so bold. I believe there are opportunities for us to be bold in the Fortville community. We have a second campus right downtown Fortville, right there on Main Street. And I believe that we have opportunities to be bold in that community. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know exactly even how it plays out. I know that we've been doing the work since April of trying to just be connected to that community, of building relationships, of learning that community. And as we've done that, I mean, just two weeks ago, had a lady approach me and say, hey, I want to start a new 4-H club in Fortville. I would like to meet there in your building. No brainer. Awesome, let's do it. Let's figure out how we make that happen. And so we're working on, I think they're going to be starting here in the next couple weeks, launching a new 4-H club there in Fortville. Right, we were a part of their Winterfest. I don't know if any of you had a chance to check that out. We were part of, you know, being a part of that community event, had tons of people coming in our space. Roughly, we estimated roughly 600 to 700 people came through our campus there on Main Street. Conversations that I was having with people. Hey, I'm interested in tell us more about Gateway. What do you do? Where are you? All these things like that. And I'm learning and continuing to learn in that context of what people think about when they think about church, and what people are looking for when they are looking for church. People are looking for church. People are looking for an authentic faith community like you, who's just trying to live life together and follow Jesus. People are looking for that. And that's what I heard, conversations with people who said, hey, we want to come check out your services at Gateway. I said, that's fantastic. We have two of them, 9 and 10:30 on Sunday mornings. And I've learned also that when I say Indy campus, that they go, oh, that sounds far away. And so I've learned that then I have to, I instead talk about it as, oh yeah, we have another campus located in Oak Landon. And they go, oh, the place with the crazy water tower. I go, yeah. And they're like, oh, that's not that far. I go, no, it's not too bad. They said, well, what do you do here in Fortville? I said, well, we have a Sunday evening community meal, free community meal every Sunday evening at 5:30. And the response has been, oh, that sounds really nice. We're not going to come to that, but that sounds really nice that you do that. When are you going to do church here? And I've heard that more and more and more. I think we have opportunities to be bold in the Fortville community. I don't know what it looks like. I think one of the things that it very likely looks like is some sort of Sunday morning worship experience in Fortville. I don't have any idea how that plays out. But I'm excited about the opportunities. I'm excited about the things that God might do in this new year and the ways in which we might be very bold. Therefore, the hope that we have allows us to be very bold. I think there are opportunities to be bold with our resources and our ministries. Well, we're going to be starting new ministries. I don't know what those new ministries are or what they will be, but I believe that we'll have opportunities to start some new ministries. That we'll have opportunities to look at creative ways to do church that perhaps people aren't thinking about how church might be done. Bold ways to do that, where we will take current ministries that we have and make them even more dynamic. And so I'm curious to have you be thinking about this as we begin this new year. What new beginnings await you? What new ways, and maybe bold isn't your thing, and that's not your word, and I'm not by any means projecting that onto you as like the pastor of Gateway. I've decided bold is our word. I'm not suggesting that. I think it works with the gospel. I think therefore, because of the hope we have, we can be very bold. But for me, that's my word this year. But I would challenge you to think about what ways might you be bold with and for the love of Christ, and what new things might come from that in this new year.